Good morning. How are you feeling? How'd you sleep? If I recall correctly, you had a really good night's sleep last night. Sorry I didn't stick around to say good morning. I was running late. But I did want to check in. Things you let me do last night. I don't know, I guess I was worried you had alcohol poisoning or something. Let me know when you wake up, alright? I want to make sure you're okay. I'm feeling great, by the way. Didn't sleep as well as you did, obviously. But it was nice of you to let me stay the night. Nicer of you to insist that I sleep in your bed while you took the couch. I was going to refuse, but you passed out before I could argue. It was sweet. Thank you. I did wrap a blanket round you. I wonder what it's like to wake up, cosy and swaddled up in your couch, with no clothes on underneath. How'd that feel? Waking up warm and then realising your state of undress. Realising you have no memory of how you got that way. Oh, and have you found your other present yet? I really didn't think I was going to go as far as I did last night, but I couldn't help myself. Started off in your bed, smelling you on the sheets, on your pillow. I started pushing myself into your mattress, grinding against your bed. I thought that might satisfy me, coming there, picturing you sleeping in my cum after I'd left. I rubbed my cock all over your blankets, sweetie. I pressed myself against your pillows, against your bed frame, and then, well, then I heard you, whimpering in the other room. Looking back, how did I not think of it before? Why bother making a mess of your bed when you were peacefully snoozing away in the other room? Or not so peacefully? No, not peacefully at all, poor thing. You started tossing and turning, some sort of nightmare. Poor girl. I shook your arm then, gave you a chance. I tried to wake you up, but you didn't. So I stroked your arm, tried to soothe you, ran my fingers up your shoulders, wrapped my hand around your neck, gently squeezed. You didn't like that, not at all. Whatever nightmare you were having, you started squirming, grunting, swallowing against my grip. I was touching myself by then. Stroking my cock, while I choked you in your sleep. You almost woke up at that point. I realised I could do whatever I wanted to you. You were mine. All mine. I rested my cock against your face, dragged its head along your cheek, and pressed myself against your mouth. Your sweet little groans vibrated against me. Give my condolences to whatever beast was chasing you. It was so easy to get rid of your shirt, your bra. You didn't notice me climb on top of you, straddle your chest and lean against you. You didn't feel my breath on your skin, my cock on your tummy. It was so easy. So easy to bring down your jeans, your panties, leave you completely naked, exposed, defenceless. I turned on the lights. I wanted a good look at you. I'm going to be honest with you now. I took some pictures. Of course I did. Who would waste an opportunity like that? Don't worry, I won't be posting any of them anywhere. Or if I do, I'll only put up the nice ones. The ones where I positioned your hands in front of your cunt, hiding yourself from me. The one where you appear to have dipped your fingers inside of yourself. And then the one where you tasted your pleasure. You look so beautiful in those. It'd almost be a shame not to share them. The others, though. I'll leave the particularly lewd ones for myself. The close-ups of my cock in your mouth, stuffed down your throat, where your face was covered in your own spit, in mine. The ones where I zoomed in on your cunt, as I shoved my fingers inside of you. Oh, those are shameful. The video of you moaning as I fingered you. Well, not sure where that will end up. I'm glad I could chase those scary monsters away, though. You were so pliable. You really shouldn't drink that much. You're lucky I didn't do more. Before I fucked you, I used your own finger to fuck your ass. Gently, though. Clearly you hadn't had much experience on that front. Or back, I guess. That made a pretty picture, too. Your ass plugged up with your own finger. Ah, twisted behind you like that. Can't have been comfortable. But you let me do it. You couldn't stop me. And you were such a sweet, sweet fuck. Ah, so soft. So good. You made such nice sounds. Such gentle moans. Ah, there was that moment when you seemed to come to. Just a few seconds, you opened your eyes. Saw me on top of you. Must have felt me inside you. That must have been strange. Feeling so good and waking up to such a nightmare. You struggled a bit. You pushed back up against me. God, I loved your little squeal. Look on your face as you accidentally pulled out your own finger. You couldn't put up much of a fight, young lady. You were so out of it. Do you remember me pinning back your arms then? The sweet words I whispered to you as I fucked you slowly. As I coaxed you back to sleep while I pounded away. I couldn't take much more after that. After watching you succumb to me while I was inside you. I came hard. Right into your cunt. And then I fingered you. Until you came. Until through the haze your body spasmed on my hand. I fingered you with my own cum until you shuddered underneath me. And then I just wrapped you up in your blanket and kissed you goodnight. Did you find my cum yet? Bet you can feel it now, sticky between your thighs. Clinging to your couch. Well, I had a great night. Call me sometime.